Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, October 6th, 2022. An unusual alliance has formed against former Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD. Political actors from the far right to the far left are calling for the Social Democrats' resignation or expulsion from the Senate. In their view, he did too little in the last legislative period to prevent the numerous mishaps in the 2021 election. The CDU has put in an emergency motion for the plenary session of the House of Representatives, which is scheduled for today. In it, they call for Mayor Giffey to dismiss Geisel if he refuses to resign by himself. Giffey rejected this demand yesterday, however. The AfD also has put forward a motion of disapproval against Geisel. And pressure is also growing from outside parliament. The initiative Deutsche Wohnen und Co. Enteignen claims that the breakdowns in the election are, quote, only the tip of the iceberg. The activists had won a referendum back in September of 2021, which provides for the socialization of large housing companies in Berlin. Prior to this, the Interior Administration at the time, led by Geisel, had to examine whether the petition preceding the referendum was admissible. And after 11 months of examination, the initiative filed a complaint of inaction with the administrative court in May of 2020. The pilot union Vereinigung Cockpit has announced an all-day strike at Eurowings for today. And it's expected that about every second flight will be affected nationwide. A total of 50 Eurowings flights are scheduled for today at BER. However, Eurowings announced yesterday that it will do everything possible to minimize the impact of the strike action on passengers, adding that only flights operated by Eurowings Germany will be affected, not those operated by Eurowings Europe. Passengers are therefore asked to continuously check the status of their flight on their website or via the Eurowings customer app. Vereinigung Cockpit announced on Tuesday that negotiations on the collective wage agreement at the Lufthansa subsidiary had failed after 10 rounds of talks. The union's central demand is to ease the burden on employees, for example, by reducing maximum flight duty times and increasing rest periods. There have been no adjustments in this area since 2015. The business relationship between Bundesliga football club Hertha BSC and investor Lars Windhorst is about to come to an end. In a statement on Facebook, Windhorst announced that there no longer is a basis or perspective for successful economic cooperation between his Tenor Group and Hertha BSC. Windhorst complained that President Kay Banstein was not interested in a trusting and serious cooperation. The escalation of the dispute was triggered by research in the Financial Times. According to the report, Windhorst is said to have commissioned an Israeli business detective agency to force former Hertha president Werner Gegenbauer out of office with a targeted campaign. Hertha had requested a written statement from Windhorst and wants to engage a law firm for the clarification of the case while the investor continues to deny the accusations. Yesterday, however, the Financial Times reporting was further substantiated by revelations in Der Spiegel. The news magazine published excerpts from mails and chats between Windhorst, his spokesman Andreas Fritzenkotter, and the aforementioned Israeli agency, in which details of the campaign against Gegenbauer are repeatedly discussed. The news magazine also has an alleged order confirmation from the investor. Tomorrow, the traditional Berlin Festival of Lights begins in a somewhat reduced and energy-saving form. At 35 locations, 70 works of light art will be presented. Landmarks such as the Brandenburger Tor, the Fernsehturm, Potsdamer Platz, Schloss Charlottenburg, and locations such as Babelplatz will be illuminated. The installations can be seen every evening from 7 to 11 p.m. until October 16th. This year, significantly less electricity is to be required thanks to modern LED technology. Additionally, the number of locations has been reduced, and the power consumption is estimated to be reduced by a total of 75%. The festival has been attracting large crowds since 2005. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.